do not, you would have no right over akarma ityukte inaction madhye tava adhikarah nasti iti saha vadati. Anantaram katham tavat, okay, karma should be done. How should I do the karma iti prashte sati saha vadati. Atyasaktim tyaktva siddhi asiddhayoho samobhutva yogastaha karmani kuru samatvam yoga uchyate. Very simple. Tatrava irivayam pashyamaschete, he says, do karma in a yoga frame of mind. What is yoga frame of mind? Samatvam yoga uchyate. Shloka number 48, if we see, yogastaha karmani kuru. Yoga ityukte kim? Yoga ityukte samatvam yoga uchyate. Samatvam, how can I reach that samatvam? Siddhi asiddhayoho samobhutva. Being equal minded in both siddhi and asiddhi. How can that happen? Sangam tyaktva dhananjaya. By leaving the attachment to the fruits, once we leave the attachment to the fruits, whatever happens, good or not so good, we do not bother about it. If that is not bothered, then we are actually doing it in a samatvam, equanimity of mind, which is nothing but yoga. So in this yoga frame of mind, the karma should be done. That is the next loka he explains. Apicha agre gacchati chetu, why should I do it like this? Why should I actually practice this? Iti prishte sati. Dureda hyavaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddho sharanaminvicha kripanaf palahetavaha. If it is compared, buddhi yoga and karma yoga. What is karma yoga? The word karma here, kamya ritya karma charanam. Karma phalapekshaya karma charanam. Expecting fruits, that is one type of doing karma. Anyattavate jnana yogate. With jnana and detachment, if we do the work, that is one more option. So there are two options of doing karma. Which is better? The phala anapekshaya yate kriyate, without expecting fruits, being equally minded in the results of it, without any attachment to the fruits, and doing the duty as per the allocated, whatever varnashrama ritya, whatever has been allocated, whatever pravritti, whatever occupation we are doing, whatever roles we are playing, as a student, as a housewife, as a doctor, as a teacher, as a accountant, whatever roles we are playing, yadi vayam tatra karma kurmas chete, tatra tadeva varam bhavati param kamya pekshya kurmas chete tat avaram bhavati, it becomes inferior. Kamya becomes inferior. Therefore buddhav sharanamanvicha. Buddhav sharanamanvicha, here buddhav does not mean to the any person. Buddha, buddhav is in buddhi, in samatva buddhi sharanamanvicha. Therefore resort to samatva buddhi. Agre gachamaha, why and what? Again he says, why should I do it and how should I do that activity? If he asks, just because you don't want the fruit, it doesn't mean that you don't do the karma. And also just because you don't want the fruit, it doesn't mean you do the karma with any amount of disinterest or imperfection. Which is why he says, yogaha karmasu kaushalam. So therefore, and also saha vadati, what do I get by doing it like this? Anamayam janma bandha vinirmuktaha anamayam padam gacchanti. Asmakam thoughts, actions, deeds, words ityadinam, we are creating multiple future births and the ashas, desires. Therefore, if all these are being cut, then what happens? The person automatically becomes liberated by the janma bandha vinirmuktaha anamayam padam gacchanti. Again, we explained it at two levels. At a transactional day-to-day level, when we are totally detached and unexpecting of whatever is going to happen, obviously we are at a very stable mind of mind, anamayam padam. Anamayam nirogam, without any roga, that is what he is saying here. But at a transactional level, at a Vedantic level, if you have to understand it, janma bandha vinirmuktaha, future janmas and bandha, whatever bondage out of it is there, we become liberated from then and reach the anamayam, paramapadam, paramanarayana padam yadasti, the padam where if we go and we don't return, the non-returnable padam prati gacchanti. So that is what he is explaining. So just to summarize all this, if you have to tell, step number one, karma kuru, do your action. Step number two, what is karma? The allocated duty as per the roles which is one, by birth, whatever roles we have. Second, by inherited occupation, what we are doing. In each of these, we have to do the respective roles and responsibilities. Number three, what is the other aspects of it? There is no option for us either to remain inactive or without doing any work. Option 3B will be, we don't have any option of doing any other karma other than what has been allocated to us, because that will lead to lot of confusion and chaos. 4, though you are doing karma without having any fruits expectations, but still you should do it with the utmost excellence. So we saw the story of the sculptor who was again doing a remodel of one more statue, which was to be placed at the top of 500 feet Rajagopuram. At the top, it was a small statue. It was to be placed and he was doing a replica. Somebody asked him, why are you doing this replica? He said that there is a small scratch in the nose of the original one. So he said, nobody will ever be able to find that out. But he said, who knows about it? He says that I know about it, and therefore I want to be as perfect as I can. And he was again doing the entire skull, Vigraha again, and he placed it on top of the Rajagopura, which was 500 feet above and which was never visible to anybody. So that is the peak of excellence, what everybody in every action we should try to achieve. We saw that example also. Now, kada asmabhi jnayate, how can we measure that and how to implement this? Tasah vadati yadate buddhihi moha kalilam vyatitarishyati tada shrotavyasya shrutasvyasya nirvedam gantasi. When you have crossed the illusions, which is what moha kalilam is same as kutastva kashmalam idam. The manas kashmalam, all the illusions what are there in the mind, when we cross, then we come to a detached mind. So then, that is when he uses the word, yadate shruti vipratipanna buddhihi nischala samadhu achala stasyati tada yogam avapsasi. How can I come to that yoga mind? He says, that is when yadate buddhihi samadhu achala stasyati, when your buddhi intellect stands firm in the samadhi state, tada yogam avapsasi. So taking these two words, buddhi and samadha vachala, he coins the word sita prajna. Arjuna coins that sita prajna and then asks the question. This chart is what we saw on the sadhana chart. We will see if we can explain it sometime later again. We have gone through this chart in many times. We will again explain it later on sometime. Agre gachamaha sita prajna. Chitaprajna is the next important concept from 54 to 72, which is being told in this the second half of the Bhagavad Gita, of the second chapter. Tatra saha, he asks four questions. Stita prajnasya ka bhasha, what is the language, and what kidrsha stita prajna, samadhistasya stita prajnasya ka bhasha bhavati. Anantaram stita dihi, a person of stita dihi, firm mindedness. Kim prabhasheta, kim asita, kim rajeta. How does he behave? How does he live? How does he talk? How does he walk? All these questions he is asking. Tada Krishna varnayati prajaha atiyada kaman sarvan parthamanogatan atmanye vatmana tushtaha stitav prajnastadochyate. Which means, yada ekaha purushaha sarvan kaman tatra manogatan kaman. It is not only the kamyas which come out of our activities. Vayam sarve karyam kurmaha, what all activities we do, tadrsha activities dvara yat yat tatra phalam bhavati na kevalam tasya samarpanam, that we generally do. Ta yadi tatra pujam kurmaschet ante tavat kayena vacha sarvam tavat tatra shri krishnaya samarpayami iti samarpanam kurmaha. We offer the final, all the puja phalam, everything to the god. But here he is talking about sarvan manogatan kaman yada prajahati, all the desires which are even coming to the mind, even small small desires which are there coming to the mind, yada saha yakopi tat tyajati. Okay, he's leaving all those manogatan kaman, then what should he do? Kutra saha, how will he be happy? Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha, atmani, in his own self, by his own self, tushtaha, when somebody is pleased, tada sita prajnaha tadochyate. That is when he is going to be called as a sita prajna. So he does not look for happiness externally, anywhere outside. Saha yakopi tatra swa manasi, when he starts looking internally, sva atmani eva saha atmana tushtaha bhavati, that is when saha sitapnyaha bhavati. So we saw this, these examples, and we saw all these. Tatrapi yadi, we also saw that how is all this possible? If we see that all these yatkimapi uktamasti, all these the knowledge of sat asat, the knowledge of what karma we have to do, we have to do it with detachment, we have to be always equal minded, all these you are telling, it is very easy to listen to, it is very easy to understand also to some extent, but when it comes to implementation, ativa kleshaha bhavati, that was one of the question which somebody asked, and we also got a very simple answer to it. The simplest of the most complicated of concepts has been simply explained by Shankaracharya in his Bhajagovindam. We took that shloka. The only simplest answer to it is satsangaha. Satsanga is the key to the greatest of secrets of the world. Satsanga kim bhavati? Satsangatve nissangatvam bhavati. What is satsanga? Satsanga, the company of good people, the company of good, doing good activities, good thoughts, good deeds. Yad kimapi bhavati satsanga. Satsangatvena kim bhavati? Nissangatvam. Sangha, detachment. Satsangat, from the other worldly activities, detachment bhavati. Nissangatvam bhavati. Okay. Nissangatvena kim bhavati? Nissangatve nirmohatvam. Once we are detached from the people around or objects around, then there is no delusion. Only when we are attached to people and we are concerned, we get concerned about it, we have a delusion, we have some thoughts, we get angry. Yetat sarvam tatra anartha parampara bhavati. Yadi tatra detachment agachari chete, tada tatra nirmohatvam bhavati. There is no illusions for us around us. Nirmohatvam, when there is no illusion, what happens? Nirmohatve nischala tattvam. When there is no illusion, manaha tavat nischala ritya bhavati. The mind is always very nischala bhava. It is very firm and steady mind, like a very steady pool of water. Nirmala jalam yada bhavati, without any wind, when there is this thing. Tadrasha ritya nirmohatve nischala tattvam. Nischala tattve, what happens if our mind is so nischala and it is firm on the parabrahman? What happens? Nischala tattve jivan muktihi. So very simple key, satsanga. Satsanga is the first step and the starting point and is the key to the greatest of jivan muktis. That is what we saw also as the answer as to how to implement all these. Agresaha gachati dukhesh vanuddignamanaha sukhesh vigataspraha vita raga bhaya krodhaha stitadhir muniruchyate. Who is a stitadhihi muni? Who is a muni? If you have, somebody asks, dukkheshu anudvigdamanaha. In all the dukkha, whatever adverse situations, anudvigdamanaha, totally unshaken. Sukheshu vigataspraha, in happy moments again, vigataspraha, he does not have much of longingness, all the things around, even in happy situations. Vita raga bhaya krodaha. Vita tyakta, one who has removed himself from what all? Three things. Raga bhaya krodha. Raga, desire. Bhaya, fear. Krodha, anger. These three. Tadrishaha munihi stitadihi iti uchyate. Tadrishaha person stitadihi bhavati. We took the examples, many examples we saw. Ramana Maharshi, Shankaracharya, Sadashiva Brahmendra, Jadabharata, Kapila Vasudevar. We took many examples and we discussed each of these, how it comes. We also took the example of Rama. Again, the example of Rama was very easy for us to connect. Tatra previous day ratrau tatra uchyate yate swaha swaha prataha rajyabhishekam bhavati yuvarajyabhishekam bhavati. You will be declared the king of the entire Bharata Desha, which compasses the entire world at that point of time. You will be the king. So he listens to it as pitra agnya, and he is at a very moderate mind. Saha samatva yogena buddhya vartate. Next day morning, again early morning, Kaikeyi calls him and says, tatra rajyam tavat bharataya bhavati bhavan chaturdasha varsha paryantam vanam gachha. No shake of mind, no even a second of thought was not there. Saha aam tadapi bhavatu ityeva saha svikritya gachati. Tadrasha maryada purushottamaha ramaha. We saw the example of Rama also, how at the two extreme situations also totally unaffected. Saha asite, that we saw that example also and saw how we it can be practically implemented also. Tat asmabhi drishtam asite. Agre we went a little bit more. Yaha sarvatra anabhisneha tattat prapya shubhashubham nabhinandati nadveshti tasya prajna pratishtita. Yaha, who, sarvatra, everywhere, anabhisneha, वितौट एनी अफेक्शन तत्र एनी वितौट एनी अटैचमेंट अपि च शुभं प्राप्य न अभिनन्दति अशुभं प्राप्य न द्वेष्टि having got something very very anukulataya it prapya he does not rejoice or keep dancing about ashubham prapya api na dveshti he does not hate somebody because of having got something ashubha tasya pragna pratishthita vartate his mind is said to be firm so all these shlokas which talk about tasya pragna pratishthita gives the various characteristics or various points what a sadhaka should slowly start imbibing and inculcating in himself so that slowly he can go to the sadhana marga shloka number 58 again a very very powerful shloka a powerful simile taken to explain the sthita pragnyatvam the tasya pragna pratishthita one whose mind is achala ritya asti that so the example taken is yada samharate chayam kurmongaaniva sarvashah indriyani indriyartebhyah tasya pragna pratishthita krishna tells arjuna o arjuna when someone a person whoever is able to detract all his sense organs from the situation in an instant from all the indriyani indriyartebhyah like what like a tortoise which detracts all its limbs including the head into the shell in an instant tada tasya pragna pratishthita that kind of a person is told to be asthita pragna yadi vayam pashyamaschet tatra kurmongaaniva sarvashah why this example has been taken we saw it in detail again we'll just quickly recap on that prathamam tavat kurmongaaniva kurma again two legs and two hands or whatever four legs with the head and the tail so it represents the panchendriya and the manas all inclusive we have to immediately detract from any situation indriyani indriyartebhyah that is one comment trait which is given second which was there explanation given is why kurmongaaniva second explanation is yakop tatra adverse situation bhavati chet kurmongaaniva the tortoise instantly pulls itself everything and then whatever people hit on the shell nothing happens to the tortoise and it is totally unaffected so therefore any tatra asha paashaihi yada bhavati the causes of delusion maya people around us not being conducive we are not able to achieve whatever adverse situations are there in all adverse situations when he is able to detract his sense organs and stay in a very firm situation tada saha sthita prajnah bhavati explanation number 3 kurmongaaniva the kurma when it takes itself all the angas inside and it is still having the anga wherein whenever it is required again to do some good activities it again releases its sense organs again we have lot of examples of shankara let us take the example of shankaracharya himself shankaracharya tatra akhilam bharata desham saha trivaram sva pada gatavan he walked through the entire country 3 times by his own foot so why did he do that a person who knew that brahma satya jagan mithya why did he go around and start doing upadesha he wrote shlokas why did he have to do all this because lokakshemartham the indriyas which are there have to be used for the lokakshema have to be used for the karma acharana whatever allocated duty for that you have to use all these sense organs and the manas to work on those whatever roles are there for the duty what we have either as a father son mother a housewife a doctor whatever duties are there and in whatever roles we have to use all the organs which have been given by God and do purnataya lokakshemartham karyam kartavyam eva for that we have to use have all the 5 limbs and like the tortoise yada tatra adverse situations bhavati and we have some onslaught by the sense organs tada kim kartavyam and it is going to detract us to a wrong this thing or when the asha paashas are going to hit on us tada we have to immediately detract our organs and we have to have that tasya prajna pratishthita which is why the kurmongaaniva has been explained again one more explanation for the kurmongaaniva yada vayam pashyamaschet kurmaha tavat tatra bhutale api jale api even in land even in water wherever it still performs its duties so either in a comfort zone non comfort zone we are in good situations bad situations yatra kutrapi bhavamah still it keeps going ahead it keeps walking it keeps searching its food and it keeps doing its duties therefore sukheva dukheva labho jaya jayo ninda stuti in all these kind of situations, still we have to still keep on doing our duty with the detachment. Therefore, with all these kind of explanations, we are able to explain this. Yada samharate chayam kurmonganiva sarvashah indriyani indriyarthebhyah tasya prajna pratishtita. We kind of explain this. Shloka number 459. अग्रे गच्छामः विषया अविनिवर्तन्ते निराहारस्य देहिनः रसवर्ज्यं रसोप्यस्य परं दृष्ट्वा निवर्तते. अगेन दिस श्लोका एक्सप्लेन्स द डिफरेंस बिटवीन अ साधक एंड अ स्थितप्रज्ञ. एक्चुअली यदि वयं पश्यामश्चेत् हियर ही सेस विषया विनिवर्तन्ते निराहारस्य देहिनः रसवर्ज्यं रसोप्यस्य परं दृष्ट्वा निवर्तते. So we took the example of an Ekadashi Vrata, wherein when we are doing the Ekadashi Vrata, what happens? We keep ourselves away from the good food or any of these Anna Ityadi Bihi, we keep ourselves, because there is a Niyama of this thing. Kechana Janaha Nirjala Ekadashi Api Kurvanti, Nirjala Ritya Upavasam Api Kurvanti. So, but at that time, it doesn't mean that we have forgotten the taste of that food, either if there is some Ladu or some sweet in front of us. It doesn't mean that we have forgotten the taste of it, or we have forgotten the requirement of it, or we do not have a longing for it. It is only that we have abstained from that object because of some rule. That is a sadhaka. A sadhaka, forcefully what he does is, he keeps his mind, sense organs, everything away from the objects which are going to pull him back. Param. Yaha sthita prajna asti, an inherent sthita prajna, what happens? He has already seen the paramavastu. He has already realized the parabrahman. And he is in a state of supreme bliss always. Parabrahma vastuni saha vartate. Tatra kim bhavati? It is like somebody who has eaten the best of the sweets. And if you offer him an ordinary sweet or something, then he does not rejoice it much. So, evam paramapadam, supreme bliss he has already enjoyed. So, when you give a small ordinary sweet and all to him, he does not even have a liking to it, does not even have a desire towards it. So, this happens in our everyday life also. When we have had the best of the things and we know the best of the things, all these, automatically we don't like it. So, there is not even a requirement for it or a taste for it. Evam, if you have listened to the best of songs, of the best people who are singing, and some ordinary singing are there, we may just listen to it, we may be a spectator to it, but we will not long for it, or we will not appreciate it so much. That is the difference between a sadhaka and a sitapragna. Evam sahavadati rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Rasavarjam, it is, first step is to stay away from the object. Second is even forget the longing or the how the taste of the object, how the object even be is there, how it is there. तत् यः तत्र निवर्तते परं दृष्ट्वा यः निवर्तते सः एव तत्र स्थितप्रज्ञः भवति. We did analyze it also in detail and took a lot of examples. अग्रे गच्छामः. Now coming to today's shloka. एकवारं श्लोकं वदामि, सर्वे श्लोकं अनुवदन्तु. Read the shloka two times. We will just quickly look into this. We will try to understand this shloka. यततो ह्यपि कौन्तेय पुरुषस्य विपश्चितः इन्द्रियाणि प्रमाथीनि हरन्ति प्रसभं मनः. We can even take the next shloka and try to combine both and understand, because the next shloka gives the solution to the problem given in 60. The solution is there in 61. So we will read this also together. Tani sarvani sayamya yukta asita matparaha vashehi yasyendriyani tasya prajna pratishthita. Read the shloka two times. Shlokam tatya dvivaram patatu. Kartra karma kriyanveshanam kurvantu. What will be the kartra padam, karma padam, kriya padam? How can we form the sentence out of this? Chintayatu. Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಮಾಥೀನಿ ಹರಂತಿ ಪ್ರಸಭಂ ಮನಃ ತಾನಿ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸಂಯಮ್ಯ ಯುಕ್ತ ಆಸೀತ ಮತ್ಪರಃ ವಶೇಹಿ ಯಸ್ಯೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ತಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತ. ದ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್, ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಇಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಪದಚ್ಛೇದಂ, ಸ್ಪ್ಲಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಏಕವಾರಂ ಪಶ್ಯಾಮಃ. ಯತತಃ ಹಿ ಅಪಿ ಕೌಂತೇಯ ಪುರುಷಸ್ಯ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತಃ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಮಾಥೀನಿ ಹರಂತಿ ಪ್ರಸಭಂ ಮನಃ. ಪದಚ್ಛೇದ, ಸ್ಪ್ಲಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಸೀ ದ ಅನ್ವಯಾರ್ಥ, ದ ಪ್ರೋಸ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಪದ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಪದ ಪರಿಚಯಂ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಸೀ ದಟ್. ಹೇ ಕೌಂತೇಯ, ಹೇ ಕೌಂತೇಯ, ಕೌಂತೇಯ ಕುಂತಿ ಸುತ, ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕುಂತಿ. ಹೋ ಕೌಂತೇಯ, ಕುಂತ್ಯಾಹ ಅಪತ್ಯಂ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಕೌಂತೇಯ. ಹೇ ಕೌಂತೇಯ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಯತತಃ ಅಪಿ, ಯತತಃ ಅಪಿ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತಃ ಪುರುಷಸ್ಯ. ಯತತಃ ಈವನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೈವಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಸಾಧನ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಸಾಧಕ. ಸಾಧಕ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಸಹ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಸಮ್ ಸಾಧನ. ಸಹ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತಃ, ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತಃ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್, ಅ ಸ್ಕಾಲರ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಸಹ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರೆಡ್ ದ ಗೀತಾ, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರೆಡ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸತ್, ಅಸತ್, ಟೆಂಪ್ರರಿ, ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್, ದ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ, ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ಸ್, ಓಕೆ ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಡೂ ಸಮ್ ಸಾಧನಾ. ಸಹ ಸಾಧನಾ ಮಾರ್ಗೆ ಗಂಧಂ, ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಗೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಾಧನಾ ಮಾರ್ಗ. ಪರಂ ಕಿಂ ಭವತಿ, ತಾದೃಶ ಪುರುಷಸ್ಯಾಪಿ ಮನಃ ಪ್ರಮಾಥೀನಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಸಭಂ ಹರಂತಿ. ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಫೋರ್ಸಿಬಲಿ ಪುಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರಮಾಥೀನಿ ಪ್ರಪೀಡಕಾನಿ, ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಟರ್ಬ್ಯುಲೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ನೇತ್ರಾದೀನಿ, ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಾದೀನಿ, ಚಕ್ಷ್ವಾದೀನಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಯತ್ ಸಂತಿ, ಪ್ರಸಭಂ ಹಠಾತ್ ಫೋರ್ಸಿಬಲಿ ವೈಲೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಹರಂತಿ. ಇಟ್ ಪುಲ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್, ಇಟ್ ಪುಲ್ಸ್ ದ ಮನಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಅಗೇನ್, ಪುಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದ ಸಂಸಾರ ಸಾಗರ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಟ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್ ದಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೈವಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಾಧನಾ ಮಾರ್ಗ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮನಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ವೆರಿ ಟರ್ಬ್ಯುಲೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಪುಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಪುಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಸಂಸಾರ ಸಾಗರ, ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಡಿಲ್ಯೂಷನ್, ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಪಾತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಅಲೊಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಪಾತ್. ತದಾ ಕಿಂ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯಂ, we will immediately see the solution for it. Tada kim kartavyam tena, the solution to it is tani sarvani sanyamya yukta asita matparah vashehi asya indriyani tasya prajna pratishtita. So what should we do? Again, the solution is very simple, what we already saw. Tani sarvani samyamya, again control it forcibly, try to control it back. Okay, I'm trying to control it back, but I need some position, some firmness, some foundation, central foundation on which I can hold on to. Let us say there is a great storm which is coming. Okay, I have to save myself from the storm, so I have to hold on to something. So that hold on to something is what? Yukta asita mat paraha. Hold on to objects which relate to me. Hold on to me. Me means tatra parabrahmani, paramatmani, paravasudevaha krishnaha yaha asti. Tasmin yukta asita. Place the mind firmly on something. See, if we tell the sadhaka that don't think about it, don't think about this, the negative does not work very well actually. We all know the example of a son who was on the tree, start of the tree, he was at the branch of the tree which was about to break. So the son was holding on to another small branch. The father was instructing him, don't leave, don't leave. But the don't does not work and he leaves it and he falls down. It would have been easy, psychologically they kind of explain it, it would have been easy to tell the son that hold on to the branch, hold on to the other branch, hold on. So when you give that positive word, it always works better. So what Krishna uses, the same thing, yukta asita matparaha. Whatever your mind is there, always place it in satsanga. When you are in satsanga, you will obviously place it in the parabrahma, the paravasudeva, the paramatma who is there, you will obviously place your mind there. When that is placed there, all the other, whatever the mind senses which are forcibly pulling out, all your other thoughts are obviously gone. You are obviously thinking about it. And you are sitting there and you are, let us say, in a nama sankirtanam, you are in a bhajan, you are in an upanyasam, you are in some puja, whatever, chanting. When you are there, obviously you are thinking about it. Sometimes the mind goes there outside, but still again you can forcibly again bring it back and place it onto the centralized object, you can hold on it. Once this is done, vashehi yasya indriyani tasya prajna pratishthita. So 60 and 61 mutually, 60 talks about a small problem, 61 gives the solution to it. Evam, again, if we see a small again a small kid who is playing around a small pillar kind of a thing, he is holding on to the pillar and going round and round and round. So as long as the his firm hand is held firmly on the pillar, he, how much ever he goes round and round and round, he will not fall down. What does that say? The kid is nothing but represents us, and we are going round and round and round in this samsara sagara in various activities. But as long as our hand is firmly held into the Paramatma, the Paravasudeva, or in the Satsanga, we will never fall down and we will never hurt ourselves in this samsara sagara. But we can still stay in a centralized ritya. Asmabhi sthatum shakyate. So again, useful tips for all of us to practice it in our daily lives. All these, again, Gita is not a grantha which needs to be kept and worshipped. Of course, it has to be kept and worshipped in our this thing, because Gita is nothing but pratyaksha rupena Krishna eva. Gita grantha is Shri Krishna himself. Bhagavata and Gita is pratyaksha Krishna eva hi. Of course, it has to be worshipped. But again, it is as good any other management book or management principle book or lifestyle book or behavioral book or positive change book, self-improvement book, whatever we can get in this world. All these concepts are already there in Gita. Just by taking some of these shlokas and implementing it, all the tips and tricks which have been given, if you implement it in our day-to-day life itself, extreme stability of mind, peace of mind, we will surely get. Again, we will see this. Yatatohyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manaha. Even though there is a sadhaka who is striving very, very hardly, and he is trying to do the dhyana, he is trying to do the pujadikam, it is a step by step, phase by phase stage what we have to do. Which is why, if we come to our sadhana chart, now with this shloka in background, if we come to our sadhana chart, which we had seen that, let us see the sadhana chart here. What is the stage 1? Stage 1 is karma. Do the fruits. Whatever karma, either the karma charanam, satsa, being in satsanga, doing the allocated duty in whatever kshetra you are. If you are a teacher, teaching very properly. Student, being a proper vidyarthi. A housewife, being a proper housewife. If you are a sadhaka, vedanta sadhaka, being a proper sadhaka. So the karma should be done until we are chitta shuddhi. The bhakti or the watering, whatever through ekagrata. Then the tree of jnana, it will give you the jnana fruit. And what is that environment which is always required here? That is nothing but the shraddha environment. In that environment we should be doing this. Then we are able to go to the stage 2. What is stage 2? We get nitya nitya vastu vivekam. Discrimination between the permanent and the ephemeral. Brahma satya jagan mithya evam tatra rupo vinischayaha bhavati. So viveka is nothing but what is good, what is bad, what is permanent, what is temporary. That knowledge comes to us. Iha mutra phala bhoga vairagyam. There is a dispassionateness which is there seen in us. And then we also get the shamadhi shatka sampatti. We have to get, what is shamadhi shatka sampatti? The 6 treasure what we have to get in our life. What are the 6 treasure we have to earn in our life? Shama, control of mind. Shanta, dama, control of sense organs. Uparati, stopping from all the attachments. Uparatitiksha is patience, endurance, unaffected amongst all the dvandvas. Sahanam sarvadukhanam titiksha. Shraddha, faith and dedication, commitment in each of the activities. We have to always differentiate between interest and commitment. Interest lot of people will have, but commitment is that which takes us to the sadhana. Just having pure interest does not help anyway. It is actually more detrimental. And then samadhi. With this, we get our fixed mind. So the 6 treasure, we have to do that. From there, we get a longing for moksha. And all these 3, the stage 2, how we should achieve the stage 2? Through constant shravanam. Shravana, which is there, stage 2, the 3 arrows which are there. Shravana, listening to people, listening to good things. Manana, by hearting and understanding, studying it again and again, granthas like Gita or any other these Atma Tattva granthas which are there. Then Nididhyasana, contemplating our mind, thinking on that, discussing with people. Through that is the sadhana marga. Finally, we become eligible. Stage 3 is eligibility to be a sannyasi or a mukti. And all these are done having a false notion that getting frustrated out of situations and then going towards sannyasa is never a solution. That will become like a child coming out of examination because he is frustrated, or Arjuna just running away from the battlefield seeing some temporary illusions and not having the real sannyasa. So with this, what we get is, with this background, again if we read the shloka 60-61, a better understanding can also be got and we can know the sadhana marga. Ekavaram, we will just read the shloka 60 and 61 and then we will contemplate upon it and then again reassemble in the coming class. Ekavaram 60-61 patantu.
Yatato hyapi kaunteya पुरुषस्य विपश्चितः इन्द्रियाणि प्रमाथीनि हरन्ति प्रसभं मनः तानि सर्वाणि संयम्य युक्त आसीत मत्परः वशे हि यस्येन्द्रियाणि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. यत्र योगेश्वरः कृष्णो यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धरः तत्र श्रीर्विजयो भूतिर्ध्रुवानीतिर्मतिर्मम गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव